USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's to deliver a pre-recorded address to the United Nations General Assembly today. Amid chilly relations between the U.S. and China and ongoing threats from North Korea and Iran, the president telling reporters yesterday he has a strong message for China, though the president did not elaborate. Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration fully believes the U.S. Senate is able to vote on the president's nominee to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg before Election Day. Though Pence told CBS in an interview last night, for now it's time America pay respect to the late Justice Ginsburg.
She paved the way for women in the law, but I know the president is anxious to move the process forward, and we fully expect to make an announcement about the president's nominee before the week is out.
USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Your products are great, absolutely. You know, general aches and pains I have from because I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too hard to, too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true. Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more. I'm exercising more. I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
An update on California wildfires from the state's Governor Gavin Newsom.
Still struggling with 27 major fires and complexes, and tragically 23,000 people continue to be evacuated from their homes.
The latest effort to avoid a federal government shutdown appears to be failing. With just 9 days to go, House Democrats introduced a short-term spending bill, but it doesn't include the bailout money for farmers that President Trump has called for. Senate Republicans now say they'll vote against the bill once the House passes it later this week. Federal buildings in Louisville, Kentucky being boarded up ahead of the anticipated announcement by State Attorney Daniel Cameron on the investigation into the killing of Breonna Taylor by police earlier this year. Meanwhile, the Louisville Metro Police Department's interim chief, Robert Schrader, has declared a state of emergency for his department. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The National Football League is fining three of its head coaches for not wearing masks on the sidelines last Sunday. ESPN reports the Broncos' Vic Fangio, Seahawks' Pete Carroll, and the 49ers' Kyle Shanahan have all been docked $100,000, and each of their teams has been fined $250,000. Today is National Voter Registration Day, and Twitter is taking it seriously, as every person on Twitter will be getting a prompt on their timeline to register to vote or to confirm their registration through TurboVote. That's an online tool from the nonpartisan nonprofit Democracy Works organization. Twitter's support for Voter Registration Day acknowledging the influence social media platforms have, as well as the harm from foreign interference and widespread misinformation in past election cycles. And wildfire smoke from the western U.S. fires now reaching Europe. Particulate matter from the raging fires in California, Oregon, and Washington State drifting all the way across the Atlantic Ocean. A map image tweeted yesterday by the World Meteorological Organization shows the particulate matter now stretching across the southern end of Norway, Sweden, and Finland. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.